So the groin would be a pretty significant brain.
Well, the ironic thing is that's a yes and a no thing. They always say, well, you think with your penis or whatever. And the thing is, it's no, you don't. You're actually thinking with your organic brain if you think about it. You're desiring and everything, but you're making the pleasure through there. It's different. It's not really an intelligence per se there. It's a source that releases chemicals biologically in your brain by what it senses, eventually. That's very pleasing. That's to guarantee that you're going to procreate. And it's made into one of the most gratifying feelings you can have. But it's not what's making you think. Your brain is making you think because it's hardwired so that you spread your genes, your genetics, so that procreation happens, at least so that cells can move through the evolutionary process and propagate. Do you understand? So if you ask yourself when you think about sex, do you think about it down there? No. If I ask you how you feel about the rain, and that what I've been talking about earlier, you say, yeah, I feel it in my chest. When you think about sex, you're thinking up here, you're doing all the scenarios in here, and then you're thinking about bodily, I don't want to get into this too much, but a male is thinking conquering, okay? They want to control, and most some people might argue that, but that's my opinion. And a female is really is thinking about nurturing. They want your emotions, and they want to draw you in. Okay? So we're designed a little bit differently. And this is all, again, from the organic brain. Those are just mechanisms to achieve the process. No more than to say that, your hands don't necessarily have an intelligence. They're coming from your brain also. There's not thinking that comes from there. And it's very important that you study this kind of stuff within you because they're all very subtle and you not get confused by them. When I point to here, I don't even think heart. Do you understand? I'm not thinking lungs, I'm not thinking muscles, I'm not thinking flesh. When I think of here, it's just as real to me to think that it's like me pointing to my head. Well, when you point to your head, what do you feel? What do you think? You just know this is where it's all happening from, or so you think. Can you feel it happening in there? No. But if I ask you when you're thinking about sex and you think about doing something, I said, where are you thinking about it? You're going to point to your head. You see? It's an inner knowing. It's because there's that there's something that knows all the intelligences that's still the greater middle pillar, and that's the true self.
Is the brain that you're talking about in your upper chest, is that different than
Yes. Your stomach intelligence is different. Your stomach intelligence is more rooted than there. It's funny because when you think about hunger and you think about sex, you think that the sex would come from there. It doesn't. Do you see what I'm saying? The gratifying part does. But really, if you were ask yourself, where is it really coming from? You'll point to your head. But when you ask yourself, where's hunger coming from? You don't say from your head, you say it from your stomach because that's how you know it's an intelligence. You know already. Everything you need to know, you know already.
Actually, not hunger, but that like intuitive gut feeling, where you feel
It's a
something
different
bad in your
kind of
stomach.
intelligence because there's two of them. There's one that's visual that you can say you think there's something wrong, and then the intuitive one you know comes from here. A woman will say it's from here. They'll point either the lower stomach or something, but there is an intelligence there, yes, and it's using a different vibrational level to communicate and gather information. You understand?
Yeah.
All the brain is really is a fancy translator. All of these different brains are just fancy translators of calculating complex information and spitting it out to your inner self. The thing is in this dimension, or for that matter, any of these other intelligences will take over from other dimensions if that's the primary dimension you're in. They will become the dominant then. That's how you survive when you go into other dimensions or other frequencies, is you adapt and you take on that kind of function. Does it make sense for you guys?
There have been a few days that you've kind of pointed out that oh, something's going on today, and it did indeed feel very strange or very, I want to say, dimensional, even
Yes.
the weather, just
Yes.
very strange.
Yeah.
And could you just talk about the significance of that?
Well, one, when you think about weird weather versus normal weather, what's normal weather and what's weird? Is it because it's dark and creepy up? No, I've seen big thunderstorms come in and lightning, and they look really creepy, but it's not that kind of weird. Does everybody know that there's a
It could be
difference?
completely
Right.
clear.
Yes. It can be completely clear. Yes. But you feel it where? You feel it here. That's the first tip off. Is pay attention to where you feel it. What's telling you it looks something really weird is going on? not up here, here. It's just translating in here because this is the frequency you're in. It's translating up into the brain. You understand? So follow where the source is, and that's going to tell you something. Because this is your weird meter in your chest. This is your dimensional intelligence. So anything that comes from there comes from a very specific range of information source. It's a very specific sensory. It has its own methods of gathering information. Your brain uses your five senses. Your chest area uses probably 8 different senses, but I don't even know where to begin how to explain them, okay? But they're just as functional as your physical body sensory. So anything that falls in that bracket, it discerns from you. The problem is that this brain filters 90% of it out. That's the problem. Because this is the one that's using the thing. So I'm saying, again, back to Matt, hey, Matt, tell your brother, that there's a granola bar in the refrigerator. And you're going to tell him there's no granola bar.
No granola bar?
No, you're going to change it. What are you going to tell him?
There's no granola bar in the fridge.
There's no granola bar in the fridge. And we get a problem now, don't we? He's going to decide what the information is going to be when it finally gets here. Because we made him the middleman. That's the big problem. It's the same thing with the F thing. I would say, Matt, there's 7 Fs.
There's 3 Fs.
That's what he accepts as truth. And we know that if we look at it and we really count it, what's really there in the end?
7.
So how do we do that? We got to challenge and question. And then unless you do that, you're never going to know. But you think that's you, so you don't question it. So a lot of these vibrations and feelings come from the chest area. It's a different kind of intelligence. And if you can learn to pay more attention to it and discern what it's saying, you'll force the brain, the organic brain, to tell you more of the truth. But it'll always lie to you to some degree. You just have to get better and better and better at it. But it'll tell you about people. It'll tell you, you can post questions to it. I do. You know, all right, you know, can I trust this person? I use my brain. But then I feel it. And then I feel, can I trust this person? I search where? I search here on my chat. What do you guys do? You do the same thing. But you choose not to listen to it. You feel it. Where do you feel it? When you look at somebody and you want to know, you know, you're asking yourself with that breath in and that certain look in your eye, I mean, I can create it for you guys. I'm like, can you feel it when I look at you? I'm creating. You know your receptor's telling you what I'm doing. You know when you're being scanned if you just listen to it. Say, oh, we're being raped. You know, we can feel this guy all over us. How do you know? Because to that sensory, it's you might as well just be hands on your physical body. That's why it's going, oh, I'm being violated. You get it? And then I would send back a little smack back, and I'd go, this is communication. It's just whether or not you want to be aware of what's going on. Most people react to it. They just don't know why they're reacting to it this way. I think women deal a lot with it because a lot of men grope them mentally. And they project a certain kind of energy and they feel better. And they get kind of used to it in a way. And when men have another male, let's say, look at them in the same way, they're all violated. But you can feel it, you know? So it's about just being conscientious of what's going on in there, you know, what you're feeling and giving it bona fide reason. And if you can learn to do that, well, what do? You're bypassing the middleman, the brain.
I'm sorry, I just have to go back to my question because something is in fact going on those days where you can really feel it. In fact,
right.
One day Ann and I were downtown and it was really eerie, remember that? Where the clouds were just zooming right over the city.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
It was really eerie.
I would say that the consciousness of the planet's reacting to something, and it's probably multidimensional rather than in this dimension, although it could be even in this dimension. A lot of times those are just multidimensional frequencies or somebody who's got a lot of energy is doing some heavy stuff. And it's reacting, you're picking up to it, you're just not trusting yourself to track it down. A lot of times, sometimes I'll track something down. This is why I love operating from the hilltop that I live on. You know, I just pan it out, and I'm just like, sweep, sweep, up, problem over there. I project, boom, I zoom right in, like a microscope on the things down below, and I decide if I want to interact or not. So, you know, it's just different. Why do I need a hilltop to do that? because I'm working with the middleman still. I don't really need to, but I say, okay, we're going to work with you 50-50 because I'm in this reality. You know, I'll let you feel as if you have a function, but I'm really running the show. And if it makes you feel better, I'll make you the deputy, and we won't fight so much. And that's the relationship I have. You know, it's crazy, but you know, I mean, it's either that or just boot it to the side. But how am I going to talk to you guys then in this dimension? You know, you guys ain't even ready to deal with these other frequencies to communicate on. So I have to be stuck in this body to talk. You know. To teach, to do what I do. So I have a happy relationship.